we are 10 years into the war. All it takes is money, and the money has not been allocated. The leadership has not been there. I never heard from the head of psychology the entire year I was deployed.
What?
Not one word.
And you think you should have?
I think I should have seen his face. He should be flying around the world supporting his psychologist, probably until he gets killed. You know, in theater, it would be a terrible job, but that's what needs to be done. I mean, we're during the surge, Mark, and we are the frontline trauma unit. So
right.
when I'm not seeing patients, I'm actually out talking to their buddies when they just brought in a soldier who's missing his leg. I must have resigned by December of that deployment. I mean, we're in the bloodiest phase, except probably for the Battle of Fallujah. And, you know, I understand it's not World War II level casualties, but in our perspective, it was a meat grinder. There's nothing in this world that would have gotten me to continue. I think what goes through your mind is you still got to take care of your guys, but you devote less and less time to the less severe cases. So I recall right towards the end being able to be very compassionate with a guy who was just straight psychotic. He couldn't help it. He couldn't take care of himself. He needed to get out of there, and I was the only one who was going to do it. Nobody else understands.
Right.
But by that time, that is the only guy that I really have strong empathy for. And you see this in the physicians as well. They start moving through the sick hall patients 100 miles an hour because they don't care anymore. They can't. I mean, the Army had a saying for its psychologists, which was, you work for the command. And I thought, all along, I thought bullshit. Because psychology is the study of human behavior in its context. The command is an employer. They're part of the context. I have to look out for the patient.